This is Radio Nepal. I'm Arjun Sapkota with the news, the headlines first. Government intensifies dialogue with political parties to ensure smooth House of Representatives elections. Political parties step up preparations to finalize proportional representation lists for House elections. Election Commission appoints returning officers in all seven provinces for upcoming National Assembly elections. And Livyage Army Chief killed in air crash in Turkey. Now the news in detail. The government has intensified dialogue with major political parties to create a conducive environment for the upcoming House of Representatives elections scheduled for the 5th of March. A high-level political dialogue committee coordinated by Industry Minister Anil Kumar Sinha and including Communication Minister Jagdish Kurel and Chief Political Advisor to Prime Minister Ajay Vadrakhanal has been engaging party leaders in phased talks. The committee visited the offices of major parties, including the Nepali Congress, CPN-UML and Nepali Communist Party yesterday, inspecting offices damaged during Genji movement and discussing their concerns regarding the elections. The government is also monitoring the offices of other parties today, including the Rashtriya Swatantra Party, Rashtriya Prajatantra Party and Janamat Party, and hold discussions with the parties to ensure board-based engagement. Government spokesperson and Communication Minister Kurel had said the discussions with political parties so far constructive and focused on creating a suitable and conducive environment for the elections. Likewise, a meeting was held at Sital Nivas yesterday, attended by President Ramchandra Podel, Prime Minister Susila Karki and top leaders of major political parties, agreed on measures to facilitate free and fair elections. The government has reiterated its commitment to address party concerns and work collaboratively with political stakeholders ahead of the elections. Meanwhile, Home Minister Om Prakash Oriyal has emphasized that good governance is not possible without elections, warning that bypassing them could push the country towards instability. Speaking at the inaugural session of the Provincial Labour Security Seminar organized by the Ministry of Home Affairs and Karunali Provincial Government in Surkhet today, the Home Minister highlighted the role of the recent Genji movement in mainstreaming youth participation in politics. Political parties have stepped up preparations focusing on finalizing closed lists for the proportional representation system under the House of Representatives elections. Parties represented in the dissolved House of Representatives as well as newly registered parties are holding internal discussions to decide on their proportional candidates. Election Commission spokesperson Naren Prasad Bhattarai said 93 political parties have applied to take part in the proportional system for the House of Representatives elections. The Commission had set the 28th and 29th of December as the deadline for parties to form inclusive groups and submit their closed candidate lists. The Election Commission has also provided training to political parties to help them comply with revised proportional quotas based on population data from the National Population Census 2021. The Election Commission has appointed returning officers in all seven provinces for the upcoming National Assembly elections on the 25th of January. District judges will serve as returning officers, including Bhim Raj Prasai in Koshi, Subnath Puri in Madhes, Geeta Shrestha in Bagmati, Himal Bilwase in Gundaki, Prakash Raj Pandit in Lumbini, Deepak Dhakal in Karunali, and Bhuvan Singh Thapa in Sudhupassim. Elections will be held for 19 National Assembly seats to remain vacant from the 4th of March. Over 2.3 million farmers, or about 58% nationwide, have been registered under the Farmer Registration Program as of mid-November. The Ministry of Agriculture says farmers are classified into four income-based groups: livelihood, small-scale, medium-scale and large-scale. Registered farmers will receive identity card, grants and access to services. The program's electronic system will also make it easier to provide farmers with fertilizers, seeds and other agricultural facilities. The Department of Passports will now issue passports within 2 working days, following the arrival of 396,000 new passport booklets. The department said services are now operating at full capacity, allowing passports to be personalized and distributed to applicants from district and area administration offices and Nepali missions abroad. The government has decided to procure 700,000 passport booklets for the interim period. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 2 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now to some international news updates. The Libyan army chief has been killed in a plane crash in Turkey, according to the BBC. General Muhammad Ali Ahmed Al-Hada and 4 others were on board a Falcon 50 aircraft departing from Ankara on Tuesday evening. In a forced attack, Turkish Interior Minister Ali Yerlikaya said the signal from the business jet was lost at 8:52 p.m. local time, about 42 minutes after takeoff. The Tripoli-bound jet had requested an emergency landing before contact was lost. The wreckage was later found southwest of Ankara, and an investigation is underway to determine the cause of the crash. The minister said the public would be informed of further developments. In Libya, Prime Minister Abdul Hamid Devi Vehe described it as a great loss for the nation, saying Libya had lost men who served their country with sincerity and dedication. General Haddad and his team had been in Turkey for talks amid a further strengthening military and security cooperation between the two countries. Venezuela has told the United Nations Security Council that the United States has continental ambitions over much of Latin America, describing Washington's action as part of an unofficial campaign to remove the government of President Nicolas Maduro. According to Al Jazeera, Venezuela's UN ambassador Samuel Moncada said during the Security Council meeting on Tuesday that the U.S. government views Venezuela as only the first target of a larger plan. He claimed that the U.S. aims to divide the region to enable it to exert control over the continent. He referred to the U.S. national security strategy, noting that it expresses a belief that the future of the continent belongs to the United States. Earlier this month, Venezuela had requested the UN Security Council to convene to address what it described as ongoing U.S. aggression. The conflict began in September when the White House carried out airstrikes against vessels in the Caribbean Sea and Eastern Pacific Ocean, alleging, without providing evidence, that the ships were involved in drug trafficking to the U.S. Now the general weather forecast for the country today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be mainly fair in the hilly and mountainous region of the country. Mist is expected in the Terai region. In the Terai areas of Kosi, Madhes and Bagmati provinces, fog is likely to persist until midday, with the possibility of fog throughout the day in the remaining Terai regions. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once small. Government intensifies dialogue with political parties to ensure smooth House of Representatives elections. Political parties step up preparations to finalize proportional representation list for House elections. Election Commission appoints returning officers in all 7 provinces for upcoming National Assembly elections, and Libya's army chief killed in air crash in Turkey. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 in the evening. Stay tuned and have a good day.